Hello, my name is Larissa Perez, and I am a senior at Booker T. Washington HSPVA and plan on staying here to go to Richland for a year. As many of you know, high school can be a lonely time. One of the times that I felt most alone was when I was struggling with lust and impurity through pornography. At the end of my eighth grade year, I was facing one of the biggest changes in my life. I was going to high school, and it scared me. I knew I wouldn't have any close friends going in, and the thought of rejection terrified me. As I began isolating myself towards the end of the year, I came across pornography out of curiosity. Soon, curiosity turned into something habitual. Pornography had turned into a new source of comfort for me for whenever I felt alone. Throughout high school, it became a normal thing to turn to for comfort and security, even though it never filled the void of loneliness that I felt in my heart. Lust had taken over my life, and I didn't know how to handle it. I thought I wasn't ever going to be normal because I struggled with this. I believed the lie that society sold to me, saying that it's only a guy's thing, and it's not wrong if you're not hurting anybody. The problem with this lie was that a specific sin isn't assigned to a specific gender. As for the hurting, I was hurting others, even though I didn't know it. I was hurting the countless men and women who are trapped in this industry involuntarily by misguided people. Along with hurting them, I was also undoubtedly hurting myself. I had tarnished my view of something that was meant to be beautiful and safe for marriage. For too long, I kept it a secret, afraid that if anyone were to find out, they wouldn't look at me the same. Slowly towards the end of my freshman year, I gradually started to open up about my struggles to specific people in my life, including my small group. Their responses were completely different from what I thought they were going to be. They all told me I was still forgiven and loved by not only them, but our King in heaven. Once I shared about my sin, I felt a weight lifted off my shoulders. In addition to sharing, I also found out that I wasn't the only one who struggled with this. I knew I was loved and that I had God and his people standing by me. Although I'd shared, I didn't have the consistency of accountability. I'd shared, but I didn't keep sharing whenever I would fall into temptation again. Because of this, I didn't have anyone following up and asking me if I was still struggling. I had led people to believe that I was fine and that I wasn't still struggling. I had started to rely on my own strength to help myself, and that factored into me stumbling again. At the beginning of my senior year at Hideaway, I had shared that I had given into my habits again. And this time, I had people holding me accountable for my actions. Our small group had figured out that accountability was necessary if we were to fight negative temptations. As a unified group, we had realized that we needed to ask each other the hard questions and give each other daily reminders of God's love and grace. At this time, if you aren't already standing, I want to invite you to stand by me if you've ever struggled with lust and/or impurity. I want to tell you that you are all forgiven and loved. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptations to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure." If you are struggling with lust or any other struggle, I encourage you to open up. Find somebody to help you fight your impure habits. Take it one day at a time and remind yourself every day that God is good and merciful. He loves you more than we know, and he wants us to be in community with each other. I wish I knew the importance of accountability sooner. It would have saved me a lot of pain and heartache throughout my high school career. Your community is a blessing that God has placed in your life. It is scary at first to let people in on your deep, dark secrets, but I promise it is so worth it once you have God's people standing by you and helping you in your walk. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I once stood alone when I struggled with lust and impurity through pornography. Today, I am so grateful that God's people have stood by me and reminded me of God's grace and truth. Thank you all for standing by me tonight.